Hello and welcome to February 2024's edition of Library Chat with the Iowa Library for the Blind and Print Disabled. I'm Jody Aldini, Access Services Librarian.
I'm Angie Halk, Technical Services Librarian.
I'm Leland Smith, Service Specialist for the IMC.
And today we have another special guest. We have with us our youth librarian.
Hi, I'm Denise Bean. Great to be here.
Thank you for joining us
today.
You
guys are hilarious, by the way. You should have heard what went on before we started.
It was not recorded for the bloopers reel.
It was not for good reasons.
So Denise is with us today to talk about the Braille Challenge.
Well, the Braille Challenge has been part of what we do for a number of years now. And the best part is when all of the families come in with their Perkins Brailler, and they're all excited and incredibly, what do you say, kind of bouncing off the walls, nervous, but there's such a great energy in the space. So this year we decided that, you know what, let's bring a little bit of, besides our regular routine of the Braille Challenge, we thought, why not bring an author in this year in the afternoon? And the afternoon is kind of going to be based around critters. And it also is kind of an interesting story because an advertisement piece came in the mail. And anytime we get an advertisement piece, we always got to check it out. And we thought, how perfect this would be if we turn it into an activity for the Braille Challenge. Mm-hmm. So actually, Angie's sitting here, as you guys know. She really has a great time creating these really neat shirts that are worn by critters. So the critters are what, 12 inches high?
Yeah, so the afternoon will be build a critter. Along with a story. So the critters, what we've done, they're like a normal stuffed animal size, like what, like roughly a
they're
foot?
They're like 12 inches.
Yeah,
kind of like
what you're
like 12 inches.
Kind of like what you'd get at Build-A-Bear.
Yeah, but they're just, it's not just a bear, it's different animals.
Right.
So
well, that Build-A-Bear is different animals,
even a Martian.
Oh, it is?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Oh, that
yes.
I did not know.
I have a giraffe. Imagine that.
I can't imagine you'd have a giraffe.
Shocker. So this year, one of the stations will be, we're going to do little T-shirts for
And they're
them.
Little.
They're so tiny.
They're like the size of your hand.
Yeah, they're adorable. So on the front, we'll have the Braille is Beautiful rainbow.
Yes.
And then on the back, this the kids will be able to design their own T-shirt for the back of the T-shirt.
Yeah.
Or the front. They can put the Braille is because
whatever they want.
Yeah. They can put it out on the critter however they want. So that'll be one of the stations
yeah.
they'll actually be able to design their own
arts
shirt.
And shirts.
And the Braille on the critter shirts was going to match the Braille Challenge T-shirts because mm-hmm. they also, you know, they have that same rainbow.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, yeah. So the critter T-shirts, since they are so small, we can't put like all of it on there. So we just focused on the rainbow part. So that's already on one side, and then the other side, we already have markers, and the kids will be able to design their own part of a shirt. So, yeah, that'll be exciting. It'll be fun for them to do.
It will be so much fun, mm-hmm. and hearing them carry on about what they did and all of that. And I might even bring a little bit of a puffy paint, too, to stick on the shirts, too.
Yeah.
Or rhinestones or something.
Oh, absolutely.
The more they can glam it up, the better.
Yeah.
But it's just really neat how we're able to really add Braille onto these shirts mm-hmm. that represent like the Braille Challenge or all of the programming mm-hmm. that we do. It's really actually pretty special because we wear these shirts pretty much year round. Even mm-hmm. when I go out and do outreach programs, I'm wearing the shirt I wore yesterday, in fact. But mm-hmm. another part that we're going to be doing is we're going to do a story prompt, mm-hmm. which invites them in to actually add on to a story by using their Perkins Brailler. And it talks about their critter and ties in a story around their critter. So it'll be really exciting to find out what is it they are going to come up with for their story by being given the story prompt. But also we're going to have a lot of different – the author that's coming, He is serious because he's bringing so many things. Mm-hmm. And it's kind of nice. We have some of his books in our library right now, and it's all around a sheep that can't sleep. And this author's coming in, and he's really going to go over the moon with his different stuff. Tactile sheep, the size of, I mean, the really very large size pillow, but he's attached it with little, all kinds of, what are those, cotton balls all over the place. Mm-hmm. And so we're excited. So next time you guys meet, you'll have to fill him in on who it was that came, just to make sure he does make it.
What's his name again?
Bruce Arendt. We're all very excited about that and just all the different things that will be taking place that day. Mm-hmm. The best part, though, I'm looking forward to is how they kind of show off what they've done and them talking about their masterpiece. And, they really love it.
It definitely is a fun day. I mean, it's a hectic day, but it's fun,
yeah.
And it's rewarding to see.
And you talk to these kids all the time. You mm-hmm. send them all of these books. They all love, they enjoy the Dan Gutman book series. They love those funny books. They get such a charge out of it. We read a book the other day for our after-school program. It's called I'm Not Scared, You're Scared. Rob Say, it's Saygh Jr. is the author's name. They got the biggest kick out of that. It was all about a bear being determined, but yet he was scared as he went into this forest. Mm-hmm. And it was very, very cute. And also, not to get off task, but I love talking about books, too. But I love The Measuring Penny. That's actually, it's out of the Great Expectation book series, which they have really great activities that tie into mm-hmm. that. So it's so neat to see these kids that those books are sent to come into the Braille Challenge.
And I can definitely agree with Denise on that. As being part of the Instructional Material Center, Angie and I both deal with a lot of textbooks for a lot mm-hmm. of these students. And then we see the names come through all the time as their books come in and come out. And we actually get to put some faces to the names
yeah.
and not just have a student name.
Yeah, because there was one time I was like, we were processing something for a student. And I was like, I have to Google even what this class name means. And then the following, at the Braille Challenge, it's like, oh, okay, that's who that was for.
Yes.
Got it.
Yeah.
It's
got it.
Connecting to who they are that we.
Yeah.
And I think probably one of the best parts of the job is going out into the schools when they sign up for this really fantastic program. It's called the Book Bundles Program. And it actually allows schools to receive books in their classroom, 10 books a month that are all themed books. And then they can choose to have programming brought into their classroom. And it's pretty, it just is very exciting. You go into these classrooms, you meet the student or the patron that we serve mm-hmm. that we're sending the book bundles to, and then you meet the whole classroom. And when you leave there, and then on top of that, there's a pen pal that we're doing with that. So then we start writing letters. I just sent one out yesterday in Braille, and then they write back. So it's just such a great opportunity, the Braille Challenge, of making those connections mm-hmm. and then actually connecting to our programs that we produce or mm-hmm. put out there.
Mm-hmm. And then another thing about the Braille Challenge, which is going to be happening on the 24th of February, we, as the students compete, we get to lead a workshop with
the workshop
and other educators and even some public librarians this year. So Denise and I get to lead a fun little adventure with them. And you want to share more about what we have planned?
Absolutely. So I think with anything that we do, there's that prep work that goes into getting things ready. And you always are slowly, closely tied to how many is going to be coming. Well, how many is going to be coming? We think could be 40. And what's neat about it is they're going to be given all the tools to create a print Braille book. And we're going to be right alongside of them. And it actually is a Leaf Man, which is a story walk book.
Oh, neat.
And we get to share with them all of our story walks that we do, which that basically is kind of neat, too, because the story walk program allows for libraries to contact us. We've even had Drake University contact us, where they contact us and they request a story walk, but not just any ordinary story walk. It's actually a story walk that's had Braille or audio edition for our patrons. But yes, for that workshop that day, we will be featuring Leaf Man, which is part of a story walk. And it's going to be we've done this before in the past for a couple of people, but hey, it's going to be a big party this for the Braille Challenge. So, but Leland said we can do up to 50, so we're going to do it. It's going to be a lot of fun.
Certainly. And everyone who takes part in this will then get to walk away with a print book that they've added Braille to.
Yes.
To make that print Braille, and also a spur wheel.
Yes.
Which,
yes.
For anyone who doesn't know what a spur wheel is a handy little tool that you can run across paper on a kind of squishy surface to make a perforated line. So a whole bunch of little dots. And Denise swears by these in all of her fun little activities she does as an easy way to take a print piece of paper and add some tactile imagery to it. So if you have like a square, you can trace the square with the spur wheel and you have a tactile square.
Yeah, it's accessible. It's not just flat anymore, but now we have a square that they can feel and know, hey, that's a square. It's just such – it's so nice to have that just out of your pocket. But it's looking forward to it. And even Embossable is like, what is that? Well, an Embossable is – they're going to learn all about that. It's that clear label that goes over print or near print that doesn't cover the image up at all, but it allows for the Braille to be read. And that is basically going to be on each page of the Leaf Man. You're going to learn all about that.
The Leaf Man, that's the book that you're going to be doing, using in your workshop.
It's kind of funny. We have Emily working on it downstairs, and she has piles of them around her as she cuts the embossables, getting them ready. So she's been working on these for quite a few days now, but it's going to be nice.
And I so appreciate her because if she wasn't doing it, I would be doing it and cutting out 50 books worth of embossable labels and sorting books and even stuffing the Braille into the books. So it is a lot easier for us to sit down with a large group. It's a lot of prep work and we're very thankful to have extra help from everyone in the building. So,
and also the workshop that afternoon will kind of review a lot of the services our instructional material team provides. And then it'll introduce just all accessibilities. It's going to also talk about Josh's video that he did. Remember that? Where your narration, what's that video called? Illustrating with Words. That actually talks about making a graphic novel for narrating. Yeah, so you can, it's beautiful actually. So we're going to all watch that and kind of talk about what our library does. It's going to be fun.
Well, thank you, Denise. Yes, we appreciate all that information.
You're welcome.
We just appreciate you so much. You're just always doing something for us here in the library, but also really, the kids.
Yeah.
The kids. So
that's the most they've ever had any interaction is since you became our youth librarian. So, and you really have such a great rapport with them, and they have such a connection to you. Mm-hmm. So
they're just wondering though for after school program.
Jokes with Jody.
They're wondering what's happened to Jody. Where has Jody gone? Because she's done jokes for Jody. Jokes with Jody.
Yeah, mm-hmm.
Yeah. It's they love jokes and they're. They just have the best time. Oh, just to see their faces and hear, it's great.
Yeah. It's an awesome thing that you do.
Well, thank you for, appreciate that.
Yes. Thank you. Thanks for coming in today. So next up is library news and events. So at the end of this month, on February 24th, we will be having the Braille Challenge here at the Iowa Department for the Blind. There is a snow day of March 3rd, but with the who knows what this weather is going to be. Like what, 3 weeks ago we had 28 inches of snow and now we're up to 50, 60 degree weather.
Yeah.
61 and windy.
And there's so many wildlife out and about thinking it's spring.
Yeah. And it's like, no, possum, can you please leave my front yard alone? And like Denise and Leland were saying, during the Braille Challenge, there will be the Braille and Tactile Workshop. And then after the Braille Challenge in the afternoon, there will be the Build a Critter Workshop. Another update in the library is if you get magazines, before they would come from the NLS. Well, now we're switching over to where they're coming from here, us here at the department. So as of February 1st, we will be taking over all I shouldn't say all magazines.
Right.
Because the talking book topics will be still coming from NLS. But everything else, People, Reader's Digest, that will be coming from us. So it will come in a blue cartridge blue case with a peach cartridge. And on the cartridge and the case, it will say magazine. So just a reminder, mail those back as soon as you get done reading the magazines. But beginning February 1st, those will be coming from us. And actually, all three of us here have been working on that project pretty any free moment we have, we've been trying to really hit it hard.
It's pretty extensive because we have over 1,200 patrons that have magazine subscriptions. So we've had to prepare the cartridges, prepare the cases, and then we got to go and embed the patron ID on there, mm-hmm. and then download the cartridge. It's a process. So, I mean, it takes a village. It sure does.
Yeah.
And but we are excited because this means we'll have more control over magazine mm-hmm. circulation here mm-hmm. in Iowa and can better help assist our wonderful patrons when they have magazine questions.
And there should be more timely mm-hmm. than
yes.
they have been in the past.
Yes.
So.
Yes, and I know we already started to mail out a few this week as we've been working on them. So really, we kind of focused on getting the cartridge and the case ready first and then going through and putting the patron information and the magazines on there and mailing them out. So we're to the point where we can start putting magazines on cartridges and getting those mailed out. So they're going to start slowly trickling.
Yeah.
Trickling out.
Yeah, and you may get, and you're going to hear this on your library news mm-hmm. because there's going to be a little blurb about it on there. But because your cartridges that came from NLS were the light blue cartridges and they were in a red case. So those will no longer, you'll get those no longer. But if you should happen, they may overlap, so you mm-hmm. may get one of each. So just read them at your leisure and get them in the mail when you're done. And, it's no big deal if you wind up getting the two. So,
yeah. So the next thing I just wanted to remind people of is the 2024 Pika Box is the travel along I-80. You can still go ahead and sign up for that at any time throughout the year. Just give us a call at the library and we can sign you up. So each month is a different state that I-80 goes through. I think last month was California. I'm really bad with geography. I'm not sure what state's next.
Who was it? Utah?
No. I was about to say, Nevada. I think it's Utah,
okay.
Right?
Okay.
That's what I
pretty
think.
Pretty confident Utah is next.
Mm-hmm. So, yep, if you just want to get signed up for that, give the library a call and we can help get you signed up. Another thing is the makerspace for this month will be held on Monday, February 12th from 6 to 7:15. Just give Denise a call if you have any questions. And then...
Do we have her number?
Yes. Yes, we do. Her number is 515-452-1338. Boop, boop, boop. And what is this month? Join us for chocolate art and poetry.
Ooh.
I'll go with the chocolate and art. I'm not – well, I write poetry, but I am not so much into reading it.
Ooh, I'll go with the art.
I mean, I like the craft. I like the chocolate, and I like listening to other people read poetry. Me read – no. No.
I like poems that rhyme because that's what I write.
Yeah.
I mean, I guess I don't know what the concept is of ones that don't rhyme. I don't know how they call that a poem. I don't know.
I feel like Leland's going to say something on that.
Well, I was about to say, if you look at like song lyrics, not all song lyrics rhyme. And it's all about meter and syllables. And it's the concadence of like 5 syllables followed by 7 syllables followed by 3 syllables. It just sounds good to the ear.
Okay.
And that's how other poetry is done.
Okay.
And I personally feel it's either done really well or it's done really badly. And well, either you really enjoy it or you really don't like it.
But then again, too, I guess it's on the person that's, you know, actually reading it. Like, if they're reading it wrong.
This is true.
Yeah. So
because placing more emphasis on different syllables changes how it sounds. It's a whole art.
Yeah.
But I'm not that kind of artist.
But anyway.
Do you have the song done for the Braille Challenge yet, or are you still working on it?
I have most of it done, but I in talking to Jana yesterday, Jana West, who is a wife to Tim West, who is also a recording specialist. We had a birthday party for him yesterday, so she came in. But anyway, I was telling her about it, and I said, you know what? I think I've changed my mind. And I'm going to rework the lyrics because I think I have them too long.
Okay.
But.
Are you still going to do Ghostbusters?
Yes.
I really like the whole, who you going to call? Oh, what is it?
What do you think it is?
Something Braille Challenge.
Yeah. But.
Well, I don't want to give too much away.
No.
Yeah.
I know. We can't really do much because of copyright infringement.
Unfortunately, we cannot sing our lyrics or share this song outside of the Braille Challenge.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
But yes, every year Jody writes the Braille Challenge song.
Well, this is only the second year, so.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay.
She started a tradition and she's rolling with it.
Well, I guess the year before that it was Denise helped me. So it was a collaborative effort.
So all the years I've been here, she has wrote the song or collaborated on the song. So in my head, you've just been doing it.
Oh, all these years.
All 20 years. Okay, so next up we have the D-list or genre collection highlight.
Yeah.
Leland. Okay, so I did work on the D-list yesterday.
I see that.
But see. I think Leslie did the romancing ones.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So February's D-list topics are romance between the pages, travel, hobbies, and recipes. Leap year / time travel. So these are our three main categories for our D-lists. And looking through the lists, there are some interesting books on here.
You're welcome.
Well, I came up with the idea of the leap year, and then Angie added time travel.
Yeah.
And then I went in to put some books down, and she had already had the list complete.
Yeah. Yeah.
Plus, she also has a story about time travel. So when Leland's done, you'll have to tell your story.
Oh, yes, definitely. So a couple of those books. So under our romance genre, we have It Ends With Me.
It Ends With Us.
Not
it's
Me.
It's a really good book.
By Colleen. Now I'm spacing on the name. It's Colleen
Hoover.
The next book in that series is called It Begins With Us.
Oh. Well,
I may have read both
of
those.
It sounds really good. Also, that's DB 86517. Another one that kind of stuck out to me when I was looking through this was Long Shot by Kelly Ryan. That's DB 99562.
Kennedy Ryan.
Kennedy, Ryan. Okay.
I read that one, too.
Well, okay, so I think I'm playing a game. How many of these books can I pull off that I think Angie's read? Okay, so have you read The Hating Game?
No. So, funny story. We got that email. Was it the Reader's Advisory? They sent out an email from this week. It's like football romances. And I was like, dude, if they had one about hockey romances, I am your girl. I think I've read – it's been a year and I've been on this trend on Kindle Unlimited. And I still don't think I've read even a fraction of the hockey romance books. Do I know anything about hockey? No.
No. But are the romances good?
Yes, surprisingly.
We're going to have to comb through our collection and see if we can find any.
Yeah. I don't even know when, like, hockey season is or who's the players on the team or
anything.
I'm
pretty sure hockey season just started not too long ago.
It's usually the guys that have teeth missing.
Okay.
Yeah, yeah.
Well, in these books, they do not have missing teeth.
I'm just kidding.
But The Hating Game is by Sally Thorne, and that is DB 86830. And you can tell I'm reading so much more fluently today because I have my Braille display with me, and I can actually skim through some of these, which is fun. So not to get too bogged down in all the titles we have, but under the travel hobbies and recipes, I really like Angie's edition of How to Cook Everything Fast.
Well, your girl doesn't have a lot of time.
Because we all can respect fast recipes. Mm-hmm. And who's the author on that one?
Mark Bittman.
Mark Bittman. And that's DB 115734. So just that was the one that kind of stuck out to me.
The Dolly Parton that I threw in there.
Wait. You threw in a Dolly Parton?
Oh, yeah, I did.
Which one was that?
Dolly Parton, Song Teller, My Life and Lyrics. I was like, okay, well, that could fall under hobbies, songwriting, poetry. Yeah. So, yeah, I put a Dolly Parton book in there.
Oh, I love that so much. And then Time Travel and Leap Year. There's a lot more time travel than leap year titles on there because apparently it's hard to find books about leap years. So,
well, there were a few books. Usually the books I found was about like the author or the subject was born on leap year, but not about leap year itself. So those ones I excluded. But yeah, there's a lot more books on time travel, which makes sense.
And now for your story.
Oh, the time I time traveled.
Yes.
Okay. So it was, oh gosh, this was way back in the day when I was a young pup. as Jody gives a side eye. my sister and I went down to Florida over like Christmas or like a couple days after Christmas over New Year's. And we drove down because flight tickets were going to be way too expensive for us. So we drove down there and we were driving back and it was Saturday night, 12:30 Eastern time, and we crossed over Central time. Well, it was 11:30 the day before. So we went back in time. So we went from Saturday to Sunday back to Saturday.
For an hour.
Like 30
Half
minutes.
Half hour.
Yeah.
But yeah.
She tells me we did not time travel. I told her otherwise. Like, nope.
I'm the older sister, and I said we did.
Yep.
But the real question is, though, how did you what did you do with your redo of that last half hour? Did you have it better?
No, we kept driving.
But was it a better half hour than the previous? Did you redo it well, or did you completely biff it and it was worse than the previous half hour?
It was the same 30 miles of road. We were I think we were in, like,
chance.
Tennessee. Yeah, no, we were driving all. There was a blizzard coming in to like Missouri and Illinois, so we wanted to get as far as we could. So we just kept driving. We still ended up hitting it and having to drive for like 5 hours in a blizzard, which was not fun. But that took us over. I think we left at like 1 p.m. on a Saturday and got back 5 p.m. on a Sunday, and that was driving the whole time, except for like an hour.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
A lot of drive time.
Yeah.
Also, I was looking through the Time Traveler and Leap Year list, and I just have to mention there's a lot of Stephen King books I've never read, nor will I probably, but this one is just a date. And I'm kind of intrigued because it's just 11/22/63.
And you know, that used to be a series on Netflix about that.
Really?
Yeah. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Well, I'm going to have to read this book, DB 73931. That's it. Anyways, I just want to throw it out there because
11/23. What is it?
63.
Mm-hmm. 11/22/63.
Oh, sorry. I had three in the wrong place.
Yeah.
I think that JFK was shot.
Oh.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So here's the thing about me. I'm really bad with history and dates. So
I'm really good with math, though.
Yep. Okay with math. We were just saying how we have exactly 504 hours until
the Braille Challenge.
The Braille Challenge.
Mm-hmm.
So, anywho's, okay. The things we talk about before the show.
And during and after. Okay, on to Miss Judy. What do you have for our bard?
Well, it's not a new process, but the NLS, they're getting more diligent about the proper procedure in for bard users. So you have to be a library patron to have a bard account. So and when they went, they call it D-Day. I'm not sure what that means, but if Tim were here, he could tell you. But anyway, there has been some calls. So some patrons have called and said that all of a sudden their bard account was suspended. And the reason for that is because they went back and the PIMS program in our library system finally got synced up, and PIM said, "Oh, hey, they're inactive. So if they're inactive as a library patron, then we inactivate them for bard." So the two things that you need to be aware of as for having your bard account is you have to be an active library patron. And you have to have a legible or a valid email address. Mm-hmm. So, and the email address doesn't have to match what's in our system because you can go in and change that at any time. But you have to have that email address and be a active library patron. Mm-hmm. So, so we've been getting some calls. So we expect several more. So. Okay. But when we go in and – because I had to leave a message for someone the other day and said, well, this is why, you know, because it says you're an inactive patron, you know, and if you want to reactivate your account, give me a call and we can get you set up. You don't have to get books from us, because what we could do is put in your the notes field on your profile or your account that you're only a bard user. So, but then, you know, you can always say, hey, you know, I think I'd rather, you know, I'd like to try audiobooks or Braille books or whatever, but you don't have to. You would just have to have that active library patron status. So,
and then sometimes their account, I can't remember if it's 3 months or 6 months, but after so many months of not logging in, your account will also be switched to inactive. So in that case, if that's what happens, just give us a call and we can reactivate it. Chances are we're probably going to have to – your password's going to have to be reset too. But all that's
– I think, though, if it's just the inactivation, if you reactivate them, I think their old password works.
Oh, okay.
I'm pretty sure it does.
Okay.
But a lot of times people, you know, don't remember. Because on my phone, I just open it up and it's automatically open.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So – I could not know my password right now.
And on the trend of Bard mobile things, we've been seeing I have covered a lot of patron calls on not being able to listen to their books in Bard mobile and getting the message not authorized to read this book. And it's a weird – hiccup I've seen between the app and Bard. And the solution, power off your phone and turn it back on. And that's fixed most people's
And
issues they've had.
Also, you know, if you delete the Bard app and then reinstall it.
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah, that can fix it too if shutting it down doesn't work.
Gotcha.
So just want to throw that out there for our listeners in case any of them use Bard Mobile and face this concern.
Next up, we have the Library Funny of the Month, courtesy of Jody.
Da, da, da. This is actually courtesy of one of our patrons. So, what do librarians do when they get cold?
What?
They put on book jackets.
Now I want to get a jacket that
has looks like a book jacket. Yeah. Wouldn't that be fun?
Yeah. Like with all the different, like, I wonder if I could cricket this.
Oh, probably. I'm sure you could.
It would take too much time. I'll put that on my list for 2026. But
now I'm just imagining you cricketing a shirt that looks like a whole bunch of different books, like sewn together and overlapping and like different book titles. And they're just made up titles on the books.
Now we're going to have to get to work.
Yep.
Okay. I'll put that on my list for 2 years from now.
Maybe three.
Well, that's all I have.
That's all I have.
I have nothing more.
Well, thank you, everyone, for joining us for this month's Library Chat. And we will update you next month with the results of the Braille Challenge. So, happy Valentine's Day.
Thank you. See you next month. Bye.
Bye.
Bye.